This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. FEMA is normally used when there is a crisis, something the current administration refuses to admit since dismantling President Trump's border policies. Texas power retailer Gritty Energy LLC is planning to file for bankruptcy after the state grid operator cut off the company's access to customers for unpaid bills following the deadly Texas freeze. About 150 people were arrested in Miami Beach, Florida over the weekend as lots of unruly spring breakers descended on the city. Friday marked the wildest day in the party hotspot as about 120 people were arrested and two police officers were injured during clashes with revelers. The city is under a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. The officers who were injured had been attempting to make an arrest when they were attacked. USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Abandoned vehicles and snowplows littered highways and streets up and down the Front Range in the Colorado region. The snowstorm that hit Colorado this weekend is dumping more than a foot of snow and causing blizzard conditions in many places, making travel almost impossible. The NCAA men's basketball bracket has been released.
The bracket for the 2021 NCAA tournament has been released. Gonzaga is the number one overall seed in the tournament, getting the top seed in the West region. They're the fifth team to enter the tournament with an undefeated record and look to become the first undefeated champions since Indiana accomplished the feat in the 1975-76 season. Baylor is the number one seed in the South, with Illinois getting the top line in the Midwest region after winning the Big Ten tournament earlier on Sunday. Fellow Big Ten team Michigan is the number one seed in the East. This year's tournament will be unique because all 67 games will take place in the state of Indiana, with the bulk being held in and around Indianapolis. The tournament kicks off on Thursday with all four games of the first four before the first round proper starts on Friday.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Gasoline prices have increased a quarter over the last 3 weeks, and according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, they could go even higher. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Trilby Lundberg tells us the national average is now $2.87, which is up 72 cents in the last 16 weeks. The price is also 51 cents higher than a year ago. Lundberg tells us there are several reasons for the increase: supply, and of course, the prices for crude oil.
That accounts for more than half of this price hike at the pump. Higher crude oil prices and also the supply of gasoline way down because of the idling of a lot of refining capacity during last month's cold snap, extreme cold and power outage.
States seeing the cheapest gas prices, according to AAA, Missouri, Tennessee, Texas, Arkansas, and South Carolina round up the top five. While technically not a major championship, the Players' Championship provided some major theater on Sunday as Justin Thomas wins the TPC Sawgrass just outside Jacksonville, Florida.
It's just a great test of golf. I mean, that's why it's a Players' Championship, and I try to stay patient. You know, I felt like those last three holes on Friday changed the momentum for us for the tournament. You know, birdie in 16 and then that birdie on 18 was huge, and getting a little bit of momentum and then kind of rode that into Saturday and obviously had a great day, and then today it was about trying to get into position and then hang on from there.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. 800-399-3706. Again, that's 800-399-3706.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Anthony Davies is going to be joining us in just a moment, talking about his new book, Cooperation and Coercion, How Busybodies Became Busy Bullies, and what that means for economics and politics. I'll tell you, if coercion continues, probably not a lot of good news there, and certainly not a lot of happy people. Professor, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, congratulations on the book. We've got to find some middle ground here if we're going to get along and reason together and have a better life, have a better America, a better people.
Yeah, this is absolutely right. The thing is, politicians would prefer if we didn't get along. Because
yeah.
to the extent that we don't get along, the left and the right, we blame each other for our problems, when more often than not, it's the politicians who are to blame. And furthermore, the more angry we get at each other, the more apt we are to donate to our politician of choice and to get out there and vote. So politicians win either way.
Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, we're put through the ravages of this emotional roller coaster, and we're at each other's throats, and forget about E Pluribus Unum, and we know the power of unity, and so now we're easily manipulated.
Yeah, this is very right, and you see this all over the place. You know, a good case in point is what's going on right now with this $15 an hour minimum wage. What politicians will do is they'll get up there and say, look, elect me, and I'll raise your wages to $15, and everybody cheers, and we elect the guy. And what we don't realize is that by raising the minimum wage, what he's really doing is taking money out of the pockets of poor, less skilled, less educated workers and putting it into the pockets of the better skilled, better educated workers. Mm. And we don't realize that. We've been bamboozled in that sense.
Anthony, how come, you're a smart guy, you're a professor, you got this figured out. I mean, other people, other economists have this figured out, that there just seems to be a tipping point. I don't know what that number is, somewhere between $12 and $15 an hour. We know that $15 an hour causes things to crater and work against the very ideal that they're hoping to accomplish here. Do you have a number? And I understand, it's not that one size fits all, but there ought to be some kind of equation that needs to be considered here when we consider minimum wage, because we've had this debate for quite a while, and we're not seeming, to get ground on it. I mean, last time it got in the way of health and being able to utilize a national health campaign. It got in the way there. Jobs were eliminated. Automation was coming into play more and more. And it just seems that we keep cycling back because we just don't seem to seal the deal on this minimum wage concept.
No, we don't. And I would describe it so much as a tipping point rather than when you raise the minimum wage by any amount, people are put out of work. People lose their jobs. They're replaced by automation. The jobs just disappear entirely. And the difference is if it's a small increase in minimum wage, we don't notice it. Now, you know, you might know somebody who lost their job, but it doesn't show up in the statistics. It's not that large. It doesn't mean it's not there. It just means it's not easily measurable. But you raise from, what are we at now, $7.25 an hour is the national. You raise to $15, that's going to be very obvious. And in fact, we have examples of this. When Washington State raised to $15 an hour, there were all sorts of stories of people saying, look, I had a job as wait staff in this hotel. We got free lunches. We had free parking, and those are taken away now, and my hours have been cut. And what's going on? You've put the employer in a position where he can't afford to pay $15 an hour. So what does he do? He looks around and says, "Who's worth 15? If you're worth 15, you stay. If you're not, I got to let you go."
Exactly. Yeah, that is the bottom line realization of this kind of thinking, and we continue on, and somehow we're going to force a round peg in a square hole here, regardless of the damage that it does, and the people that are affected are the ones, at the lower level, so to speak.
Sure. And what politicians will do, because it will show up in the data if we do raise to $15 an hour, it will show up in the data, it will be obvious to everybody we've got unemployment, and I guarantee you politicians will turn around and say, yeah, but it's not the minimum wage, it's those greedy corporations, the greedy employers who wanted to save a buck and they laid people off. And politicians give us this idea that companies are sitting on piles of cash, hoarding it to themselves. Mm. In fact, you ask Americans, what profit margin do you think American companies make? And Americans will come back and say about 35%. The correct answer is 5.
Yes.
And that's 5 on a good day. You look at
things
like Walmart. Walmart's profit margin is 2%.
No.
If you're running a business on 2% profit margin, you can't afford to pay $15 an hour.
Exactly. Well, and the ironic thing is the very people that they go after and attack are the very same people they went to visit months earlier to get political money and political donations from them, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And you've hit the nail on the head here. We have to realize that politicians are not in the business of solving our problems. They're in the business of solving their problems.
Mm-hmm.
And their problem principally is, how do I get elected?
Exactly.
And then after I've done that, it's how do I get reelected?
Now, and that's you talk about something that's systemic. That is systemic. And this is the problem with politics in today's America that needs to be addressed some way. And it's not necessarily that, the taxpayer pays for, campaigns. It's just that we have to be better at choosing the people that we elect into office, and that we also set term limits in such a way to where, this doesn't become some sort of, professional aspiration for them. People, making a living. The founding fathers never expected somebody to be a professional politician, did they?
No, you're correct, and I'll add one more ingredient to your list, and that is we need to stop asking the government for things.
Mm.
When we look around, we say, well, we want higher wages, or we want employer-paid health care, or we want free tuition. Every time you ask the government for something, politicians are happy to step up and say, yeah, elect me, and I'll get you that thing. And what happens? When they get us that thing, it means expanding government. Government becomes bigger. It becomes more intrusive into our lives. It digs its hand deeper into our pockets. And we've spent the past century, quite literally, from 1920 to the present, expanding government far beyond its constitutional limits. And this is the problem we have. We fight so much about elections now precisely because we have allowed the government to become far more important than it ever should have been.
Exactly. Well, we come back to that old saying, which Joe Biden has been credited with saying recently, is that, I'm here from the government and I'm here to help. And so now they give us this $1.9 trillion boondoggle that only 9% of it is there to serve the COVID problem. 91% is to pay off political favors. So here we are once again, and we knew this was going to happen. When the Treasury is opened and they get the key to the door, then the carpetbaggers come in, they fill up their carpet, they fill up their bags, and take care of all their political favors.
Yeah, this is exactly right. In our book, Cooperation and Coercion, we devote an entire chapter to talking about this topic. And to put the in perspective, you know, the in the past 11 months for the COVID crisis, we have spent $4.8 trillion, $4.8 trillion. Now, put that in perspective. I'm not advocating that we should have spent it, but I am saying if you're going to spend that money, stop and think about how you might spend it differently. For
exactly.
$4.8 trillion, we could have cut a check to almost every household in the U.S. for $50,000.
I'll tell you what, we'll leave it right there. We'll be back and revisit that point. Right.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
How would you like to improve your hearing by 100% for around $100 a month? Are the joys of life worth $100 a month to you? Of course they are. All Hear produces state-of-the-art hearing systems that are guaranteed to improve your hearing or your money back. These are quality devices, not some cheap imitation. That's why we guarantee your hearing will be improved. We'll even give everyone that calls right now a free 30-day home trial. Use your hearing device for 30 days. If you're not 100% happy, send them back. And we offer easy financing plans for about $100 a month with virtually 100% approval. If you're ready to get your hearing back the way it was when you were younger, call right now for your risk-free 30-day trial.
800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. 800-765-2964. That's 800-765-2964.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
because we find that it works. And I'm one for, you know, dealing with the empirical evidence. And that is that if you find something works, keep using it instead of what Anthony Davies and James Harrigan write about in Cooperation and Coercion. You hear Cooperation and Coercion. And Anthony, how can those cohabitate? I mean, they seem to be in direct conflict one with the other.
They do seem to be in direct conflict. And what we come to, we lay out in this book, we talk about the problems of government. We talk about problems we've seen, like the war on poverty and the war on drugs and gun violence and the federal debt and all of this. And we say at the end, look, what's going on here is that we do need to use coercion sometimes. Government is a necessary tool, but it's necessary for preventing people from harming each other.
Yes.
Beyond that, you should turn to cooperation. We call it the marketplace or voluntary interactions. And what we have done since the 1920s in this country is we have come to rely more and more on government. Every time we see a problem, we run to Washington and we say, fix this.
Mm-hmm.
And government expands. And before you know it, you're using this tool that's supposed to be a very limited, specific tool. We're using it for everything.
Exactly.
And that's the source of many of our problems today.
Well, and here we are. I mean, for those of us who are constitutionalists, we go, wait a minute, the government was never designed to be this big and so massive. I mean, it's without accountability. We can't keep a handle on the money. Money is being spent. We have no idea. Senator Tom Coburn, for many years, wrote in the Waste Book, the government Waste Book, as an annual event, the hundreds of billions of dollars that were wasted. And it's almost like America just has been conditioned to yawn over it and just kind of shrug their shoulders as if it's just, it just goes along with the territory. I mean, that's pretty disgusting, especially when you're looking at almost $30 trillion in debt right now.
It is. And one of the problems is the numbers have gotten so large that people don't understand them. So you say $1 trillion and people don't, it doesn't register how big that is. I'll give you an example. We have spent since 1965 on the war on poverty.
Yes.
We have spent adjusted for inflation, $23 trillion.
Hmm.
Now, for $23 trillion, we could have cut a check for $10,000 a year to every poor household in the country. We could have eliminated poverty. The poverty rate in this country could have been zero for the past half century for that amount of money.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, what did we do? We founded over 100 poverty programs, and our poverty remains about 10%. It's always been about 10% since 1965. What does that tell me? It tells me that $23 trillion, a gargantuan sum of money, actually went to a jobs program for people who work for government.
Exactly. Well, that's what Bob Woodson, I asked him directly. I said, Bob, all this money that we've spent on the war on poverty, where do you go? He goes, Bill, 70% of it goes to the bureaucrats to administrate.
Yep.
Are you kidding me? That's exactly. Well, no wonder we still have the same problem that we have. It's just so absurd, Anthony, that we find ourselves repeating the same mistakes. And because there's not cooperation, and because you've got the heavy-handedness of the bureaucracy forcing and imposing itself on the issues of the day, it lives another day, and meanwhile, we solve very little problems.
It does. It's the same song, but we've got a new verse all of a sudden
mm-hmm.
coming up. It's started up about this time last year, and that's modern monetary theory, the idea that we should just print money.
Mm-hmm.
And you get a lot of politicians saying this now. We'll just print the money. We'll print the money and we can do whatever, we can pay for whatever we want. And the reason you're hearing that is because the federal debt has gotten so large, the government has quite literally run out of places to borrow.
There's no place
left on the planet.
Well,
so the only thing you could do is just print the money.
Yeah. But meanwhile, you've got to pay for it at some point. I mean, we quantitatively eased $6 trillion into, you know, thin air. Here under the Obama administration, we've continued to print money. We're now at almost $30 trillion of indebtedness. And at some point, you got to believe inflation's going to, you know, hit us. And as soon as that hits us, and then the cost of the money that we have been borrowing goes up. I mean, it doesn't take a big number. I mean, maybe a quarter of a percentage point.
Right.
And the damage is exponential.
And it's not even a win. It's an already happened. The inflation's already happening. You see it in the stock market. The stock market was rising during COVID. We got the lockdown. We've got record unemployment and a third of businesses going out of business. And yet the stock market was rising. People are asking, how is that possible? The stock market can keep going up in the midst of all of this. It was the inflation. That's where the money's going. It's not going into goods and services markets yet. It's going into the stock market. Now, the thing is, when we calculate inflation numbers, they don't include stock prices. And so you're not seeing it in the official numbers, but you're seeing it when you look at the stock market.
Exactly. Well, what's the solution here, Anthony? We see the problem, and we see the dynamics between cooperation and coercion. This is a government of, for, by, we the people. We the people, I still maintain, have to take a stand. I mean, we have to exercise our God-given, our constitutional rights, or otherwise, this thing's running away with us, and we're going to lose total control if we haven't already.
Yeah, and we've already heard the answer way back when John F. Kennedy was president. He said, stop asking what your country can do for you. Start asking what you can do for your country. And I think that's the answer. Stop asking for stuff. Stop asking for free health care. Stop asking for free college tuition. And instead turn to yourself and say, how can I and how can my neighbors achieve this thing I'm looking for?
Exactly. Well, boy, this is you talk about a spiritual reset. I mean, this is what you're presenting here, is that this has got to be a soul search, heart-searching kind of adjustment that must be made within the body politic if we're going to get control of this, because otherwise we're going to continue to feed the wrong beast here, aren't we?
Yeah, this is absolutely right. And ultimately, we get the government we deserve, and that's what's been happening. We need to stop asking for things and start pulling ourselves up by our own bootstraps.
Well, and this needs to be a cultural shift, because right now, I mean, whether it's, talking heads and, news shows, cable channels and whatever, it's all about gimme, gimme, gimme. And, and to your point, and I agree with you, we've got to move out of this this idea of being served and moving into an arena of serving.
Yeah, very much so. And one of the things we need to do is believe that it's possible. For example, people will say things like, well, we need the government to handle poverty programs because if they didn't, no one would care for the poor. Now, stop and look at the numbers. Americans voluntarily give to charity every single year more than the federal government spends on all of its poverty programs combined. We're already doing this stuff. We're just not paying attention to the fact that we're doing it.
Exactly. Well, and years ago, before, the welfare culture came into play and bureaucracy and that, it was churches. It was the just as you said, neighbors and communities that rose up and helped their neighbors and participated. And now look what welfare has done. How it is lowered, and to me it's disgusting how they've dehumanized our neighbors and our fellow humanoids here. All because of a government handout.
Yeah, dehumanization is exactly the right term. When you insert the government between the rich and the poor, you break bonds of community. So rather than the two of them looking at gifts and thanks, the poor starts to look at it as not as gift, but as entitlement.
Exactly.
And the rich stop looking at it as my obligation to the poor and start resenting the government's hand in their pockets. And
yeah,
so you create what should be a coming together in love, the two groups, becomes resentment.
Exactly. Because you've interrupted the whole process, that idea that it's better to give than receive, right? But there's gifts on both ends of the process. And amazing, because even when you look back in the, during the 20s and 30s, you had people that did accept help from their neighbors, and then they turned around and helped others. It was amazing, the success stories during that period of time. But all that's been washed away because government had a better idea. Well, how's that working for us, right?
Right, exactly right, exactly right.
Well, congratulations.
We lose government, we lose community.
Yes, congratulations on the book, Cooperation and Coercion. The book will be linked at our website at BillMartinezShow.com. Anthony Davies has been our guest. Thank you, Anthony. Take care.
Hello, this is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you know that the unemployment rate for homeless veterans was twice the national average? And without proper shoes, it's hard to get a job? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. People from all over the country helped us with our annual Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Shoes and Socks for Homeless Veterans. There was a time this summer where we believed that probably it wouldn't be successful because of the pandemic, but decided to go ahead and do it anyway. We reached out in the local community and on the various radio shows that I'm on, asked for their support. In a little over 3 weeks, we received 400 pairs of shoes and over 1,000 pairs of socks for homeless veterans, so they can go out and look for a job and have a decent pair of shoes to wear. We at Songs and Stories for Soldiers and all the 400-plus soldiers who will receive these shoes and socks say thank you for your generosity. This has been your Songs and Stories for Soldiers Veterans Tip of the Day.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security on Saturday ordered FEMA to help care for a growing number of migrant children arriving at the U.S.-Mexico border. FEMA is normally used when there is a crisis, something the current administration refuses to admit since dismantling President Trump's border policies. Texas power retailer Gritty Energy LLC is planning to file for bankruptcy after the state grid operator cut off the company's access to customers for unpaid bills following the deadly Texas freeze. About 150 people were arrested in Miami Beach, Florida over the weekend as lots of unruly spring breakers descended on the city. Friday marked the wildest day in the party hotspot as about 120 people were arrested and two police officers were injured during clashes with revelers. The city is under a midnight curfew amid the pandemic. The officers who were injured had been attempting to make an arrest when they were attacked. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bill Martinez. We have a country to save.
This is your time, your goal. The fight, the fight, your goal. You've come so far, keep going. Here comes the comeback.
Bill Martinez.
I'll tell you, we're ready for a comeback, are we not? I'm telling you, time for the big reset. The reset in a positive way, a reset based on our Constitution and the freedoms that that are God-given. Not to be wielded out by some president who says, oh, well, maybe 4th of July we might let you have a hot dog. I mean, come on, are you kidding me? I mean, this is what this has come down to? I mean, this is just, you know, this authoritarianism is unbelievable. And who would have thought in today's America that we would be subject and vulnerable to this? But hey, look, it is the reality. It is what we're dealing with. Look, we got Tim Kogel joining us right now. He's the exceptional presenter, and his book of said name has gone virtual. In his new book, the author and executive trainer is showing how to take command of your message, create an in-person experience, and captivate any remote audience. Take it from him. He's been very successful at accomplishing said mission, and he's here with us now to tell us all about it. Tim, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Good to be with you.
All right. So break it down for us. You know, in this Zoom era, all that we're going through, I mean, new opportunity, and you've been working on this for quite a while, and so you've been helping us all to learn how to be better presenters in this virtual age.
Well, I've been working with people on being better presenters overall for longer than I want to say.
Yeah.
But it's interesting because I first wrote my book on virtual, how to conduct virtual meetings 10 years ago.
Right.
And it's amazing how people have just ignored it or they've relegated it to unimportant meetings, just internal meetings, until March of 2020. And then all of a sudden, every meeting was virtual, every proposal. So people were losing business. I know salespeople were unbelievably successful in person and just could not transfer that to the virtual world because you know, virtual, it takes an extra level of detail and planning, a more assertive and intentional delivery style, and you have to be relentless about keeping the audience engaged because they tend to be multitasking when you're meeting remotely.
Exactly. Yeah, because you're looking, in some cases, you're seeing them on a screen, but you're not seeing that their hands are busy doing something else, or maybe they're a bit distracted, they're answering emails, that sort of deal. And so what happens? You know, is there a specific formula in order to keep them engaged here, Tim?
Well, the first thing, and you mentioned it, Bill, where you can't see things that you would see in a normal meeting. So if we were meeting virtually via video now, you would be able to see my desk, my hands, my coffee cup, what I'm writing on. I want you to feel like you're in the same room as me, as opposed to you look at the vast majority of virtual meetings, it's just faces right up against the screen. And that not only violates your personal space,
yes,
but it stresses you out. They have 10 people just staring at you the whole meeting. So, and people don't seem to be aware that hey, what others see on screen of you, that's your brand. You're representing your personal brand by what's on the screen, how lit up you are, whether your sound is good, whether your connection's good, what's in your background.
Exactly.
It all makes a huge difference in that initial impression and making people more comfortable, having them in a setting that they're familiar with, an in-person setting. And most people violate that. I mean, Bill, the standard right now is if you can get through a meeting without a cat filter on your face or being upside down or getting caught using the restroom, it was
right.
A success.
I was going
to
say,
we need to elevate what we mean by success.
Yeah, or caught without your pants, as that has happened too. But, you know, you bring up some serious points here because after all, you know, a meeting is a meeting. It reinforces or takes away from your brand. And what is the final takeaway that you have here? And what is it that you want to accomplish? And of course, you want to solidify your brand.
Right. No doubt. And I just think a lot of companies have, you know, it's almost been survival. Hey, if we can just learn how to use the software and stay on the call,
right?
We did our job, but we need to get way beyond that because, and Bill, I tell people there's two different skill sets. One is using the software, whether it's Zoom, Skype, GoToMeeting, whatever, Adobe Connect. The other is leading the meeting. And I think there's just been very little training on how to lead a meeting, and it's even more difficult when everybody is not in the same room. I mean, you have to coordinate the topics, the talent, who's going to be presenting what, the timing of everything, how are we going to transition from person to person to topic, and what tools are we going to use? Are we going to use PowerPoint? Are we going to use video? Are we going to use any of that? But all of that needs to be coordinated. And Bill, the book, The Exceptional Presenter Goes Virtual, and the executive summary that I just updated this year, they really are based on what you all do in broadcasting. I mean, television since the 1940s and radio has been presenting virtually for 100 years. So what are some of the things that you all do to keep people engaged and keep us tuned in?
Well, you know, at the very top of this, as my old mentor used to say, is that our job is to elicit a positive emotional response. So with your audience, you want them to be grateful that they tuned in. And same thing with your audience in a sales meeting. You want them to be thankful that they tuned in. Also, that when it's time to disconnect, that there's maybe a little bit of them that says, gosh, I wish this would have gone a little bit longer. It blessed me so that I want to stay connected, and I can't wait for the next time that we get together because I've got this to look forward to, right?
Yes, absolutely. And I always tell people when it comes to virtual, everything, you have to keep it relevant, you have to keep it engaging, you have to keep it moving. Because if it's not relevant, it's not about them, they don't care. If it's not engaging, they'll find 100 other things to do. And if you don't keep it moving, if you get bogged down, which happens in a lot of virtual meetings, they're gone. Mentally, they've tuned out. So, and it's really even starting the virtual meeting knowing the one, two, or three key points that they have to know before the meeting's over, and be able to articulate those key points. So even if somebody has to drop off the call 5 minutes into the Zoom meeting, you've already given them three key or two key takeaway points that if they forget everything else, they still remember.
Exactly. And if nothing else, they can come back and either, you know, network with, a colleague or ask you directly what's going on. Tim, what about the length of some of these virtual connections? In some cases, I see that they've gone way too long. I mean, you know, you're putting people to sleep when it goes too long. Is there an optimum amount of time that should be invested in these virtual meetings?
Yeah. So, Bill, most people make the mistake, in my opinion, of saying, okay, every week on Tuesday we're going to have this one-hour meeting. Mm-hmm. What if you don't need an hour? What if you could do it in 30 minutes or 20 minutes or 45 minutes? I mean, because attention spans are significantly shorter on the virtual meetings, and you can just assume that based on the studies, you can assume that more than half the people on the call are doing something else during the call. So the longer you extend it out, I mean, even when I would do face-to-face training, we do some different lengths, but the bulk of them are one day. You've got everybody in the room for one day. But what I'm finding is that you take these one-day workshops and now doing them virtually, say, on a series of Tuesdays. They're an hour apiece,
right.
An hour and 15 minutes apiece. People absorb more of the information than they did when you were face-to-face for a full day. They can only absorb so much information in 6 or 8 hours.
Exactly.
So, even breaking down your meeting into segments of 3 or 4 minutes and practicing in those 3 or 4 minutes so you can skip something if it appears somebody's already asked you a question about it. But you have to have more agility in these virtual meetings to be able to jump around, jump back, and have your information significantly more organized. Or it flops. People are gone mentally.
Well, especially, you know, what is the objective here? I mean, we're looking to increase sales, right? And we want to make sure that we're not interrupting the process, that we're enhancing it, and we're, enlarging people in such a way to where, you know, when they get off that Zoom call, they're off and rolling, and they're empowered with some ideas to go out there and increase sales, because at the end of the day, isn't that what it's all about?
It is, and they should be right to the point and practical, that they can actually use the skills immediately after the meeting ends to improve their lot in life, or to improve their numbers or their revenue.
Well, Timothy, good stuff here. I appreciate the time. Thank you for coming on the show.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep. They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation.
800-539-5860.
800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
Remember this, as you were kind of pointing out, it's the Biden open border policies that are inviting even more illegal immigration and actually have created this humanitarian crisis. As you know, I went down to the border this past week and I met with Border Patrol officers. And here's what they told me. The Border Patrol officers themselves told me that they informed the Biden administration that because of the policy changes, it was going to lead to this massive surge that we are just now beginning to see, knowing that's going to be getting far worse in the coming months. They also said that the reason for the change, the reason for the increase in the influx, is because of the policy change by the Biden administration. More importantly, though, Maria, is this challenge. And that is, the Border Patrol officers told me that the Biden administration policies, they are enriching and they are empowering the drug cartels in Mexico who make money off of the people that they assist in smuggling them into the state of Texas. The cartels make money off of these migrants that you and your viewers see on TV. They also told me about the escalating numbers of the people coming across the border. Some quick numbers real quick. And that is, over all of last year in the Rio Grande Valley sector alone, so for your viewers in Texas, Texas has several Border Patrol sectors. In the Rio Grande Valley sector alone, all of last year, they made 90,000 apprehensions. Already this year, in the first 2.5 months of this year, they've made about 110,000 apprehensions. Including in those apprehensions are 800 criminal aliens who have previously been arrested and exported from the United States, 78 sex offenders, and 62 gang members, which include MS-13 gangs. And so, Maria, in response to this, we had to launch what I call Operation Lone Star. Let me tell you what this operation does. Okay. What the cartels do, they surge all these people to the border, and they fully occupy all the Border Patrol agents. And when those Border Patrol agents are occupied, they know that there are gaps along the border. And what the cartels do, they surge people through those gaps. Operation Lone Star includes National Guard as well as Texas Department of Public Safety officers to fill those gaps to prevent the cartels from bringing across the border the most dangerous criminal elements as well as the opioids that they're trying to smuggle across the border.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you can go to Bill Martinez Live or BillMartinezShow.com. I don't want to get you there, and you can be in the flow of the know, just like everybody else. You know, eating more fruits and vegetables is the single most important action we can take to live healthier and happier lives. To talk all about it and how we can stand when it comes to fruit and vegetable consumption is registered dietitian and president and CEO of the Produce for Better Health Foundation, Wendy Reinhart-Kapschak, is with us. Good morning, Wendy. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific, especially now that I'm talking to you. I just feel like just by osmosis alone, I'm getting my veggies here, you know? And
absolutely.
Hey, wonderful. Well, as a nation, do we eat enough fruits and vegetables?
You know what? Unfortunately, most Americans do not eat enough fruits and veggies. In fact, 90% of Americans do not meet the daily recommendation to make half your plate fruits and veggies at meals. And recent research from the Produce for Better Health Foundation, the State of the Plate Report, indicates that we only really eat veggies once a day and fruit even less.
Wow.
So I think we might be experiencing a consumption crisis here in America. And you know what? It can affect both our health and our happiness.
Okay. So what's the good balance, Wendy, here? How much should we, should it be part of every meal? Or, you know, what are we hoping to, you know, as far as a standard to reach?
Right. To meet your recommendations, it really would mean considering, you know, thinking about fruits and veggies first at every meal and snack occasion, you know, within reason, of course, and some balance. So we're aiming for 2 or so cups of fruits a day and then 2 to 4 cups of vegetables a day. So I have some easy tips and tricks to really help us think about that and actually get more into our diets today.
Okay, I'm taking notes. Go ahead. Fire away.
All right. Well, you know what? We really need to make this easy, right? If we're going to get more fruits and veggies in our diets, we have to make this easy and simple. So with that, my first tip is serve and eat fruits and veggies first. Research shows that if you eat fruits or veggies before the main meal, actually consume more. And so what about those charcuterie board trends, those appetizer boards? Have you seen those?
Oh, I know.
And they can really actually turn into a meal. So what you can consider is packing that board with produce and then pairing it with your favorite meats, cheeses, nuts, dips, even some whole grain crackers. And now you can really get those fruits and veggies in before the main meal. Or like we said, we could even make it a meal itself. You know what? Kids really love this trend too. And I bet you if you add a little sliver of chocolate, you've got their attention.
Yeah, really. They'll go to the chocolate first, those little devils. That's what they always do. I know because we believe in that. You know, we call it a grazing platter. You know,
that's right.
Right? Isn't that cool? I love that.
I do too. The second tip I have is to consider pairing your favorite foods with fruits and vegetables at breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And so this could be so simple. For example, in our research, cereal was the number one food most often paired with fruit. Yeah, you know what? Top some cereal with some fruit. What about adding colorful veggies to your egg dishes and even completing the breakfast or the morning meal with a small glass of 100% juice? This is fantastic for breakfast. For lunch, you know what? Who doesn't love sandwiches, burgers? Add a little more lettuce, a little more tomato, maybe even some onion to those. And then you could also pair that with a small side salad, maybe a little cup of fruit on the side. And then what about for dinner? Well, those entree salads, those can work. And then you can also take those family favorites, tacos, pizza, add a little bit more veggie toppers on those. And then you know what? Fruit really can be a sweet craving, and it can satisfy those sweet cravings. And again, we could add a little drizzle of chocolate on top of that one too. And then finally is what about repetition? And so research lets us know that repetition builds habits over time. So I really want to encourage everybody to stay strong and to stay with it. And around here at PBH, we say have a plan. Fruits and veggies are the plants that no one is eating enough of. And so it's an invitation to you and all your viewers today to have a plan.
Well, Wendy, you say all forms count. So fruits and vegetables come in many forms. And whatever form they come in, hey, that works for the plan, doesn't it?
That's right. So fresh, frozen, canned, dried, 100% juice. All of these forms of fruits and veggies count, and they can really serve as the star of the meal. You know, we also did research that found when you had all of those forms of fruits and veggies in your house, you actually were more likely to, you know, actually have them on your plate and then, of course, consume them. So having all of those forms in your home on the ready, you're more likely to get those fruits and veggies into your day.
You know, our audience is realizing that, you know, the technology of frozen fruits and vegetables has risen so exponentially.
Oh, yeah.
That they're realizing, hey, they taste good. There's no loss of value. I mean, so I'm glad to hear you talk about, you know, these frozen items that are available that can be easily, and that's what we're talking about, is convenience, something that's easy peasy. And as you say, you want to make it easy and you want to find what works for you, right?
Absolutely. You know, I want this to be an easy thing. We want to swim with the stream here, and we want to make it easy for ourselves. Otherwise, it can be a little overwhelming. So, you know, you mentioned frozen. Frozen bag technology changed my family's life when it came to making sure that there were actually a vegetable, for example, side at dinner. And you know what? I don't even have to do anything. I just press the button 5 minutes. Maybe I add a little seasoning on top of that. But then it's done, and it's actually, you know, those are picked. Those vegetables, for example, are picked at peak perfection in terms of ripeness. So that's delicious, nutritious, and super easy. You can roast those suckers too, by the way.
Exactly. See, you got all these great ideas. See, your family is so lucky. You know, they have you there at the home.
That's
you
what
got
I
all
tell
these,
them.
Yep, exactly. If they think not, just have them call me. I'll remind them. you know, we'll make sure that we encourage them and you as well, Wendy. We just so appreciate this great bit of information that you're sharing with us right now. I think the other thing that might surprise people, and I've heard this before in terms of vegetables and fruits is in eating them first, that it's gentler on the digestive system to take fruits and vegetables first, right?
I'm really just interested in getting them into you any way, anytime, anywhere. So my goal is to get you to eat more. And yes, research does indicate that when you serve them before the meal, you're going to eat more. And so that's what we're about.
Well, at PBH, Wendy guides the foundation's goal to increase fruit and vegetable consumption for happier, healthier lives. Under her leadership, the organization launched the Have a Plant movement in 2019. And that has, boy, that's really been catching a lot of fire, so to speak.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we've seen significant exponential growth in the movement. And a lot of that is also taking place online. You know, during these pandemic times, people are looking for information. They may have meal fatigue. They're saying, oh, my gosh, what do I feed my family next?
Yes.
And so you can get so many tips, tricks, easy ideas, not just recipes now. We don't need a recipe. We need just like an idea, something to you know, try new with the family here. So go to fruitsandveggies.org. You can also follow all of our social media channels. And you know what? Actually, we have a great thing going on right now, putting fruits and veggies in popular song lyrics. Because you know what?
Oh.
This can be fun. This can
yes.
be really fun.
Exactly. Well, and that's what it's all about. I mean, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, as Wendy reports, look at, we're not doing too good. I mean, when it comes to fruit and vegetable consumption in America, hey, we're getting an F. Come on, we can do better than this. And after all, this is a National Nutrition Month this March. So let's remind everybody that eating more fruits and vegetables is the single most important thing we can do for not just healthier, but happier lives. Wendy Reinhart, thank you so much for being with us. Let me not forget your last name, Reinhart Capsack. When I heard Reinhart, it reminded me because one of our staff members, Reinhart, and I go, I wonder if there's a relationship going on here. But anyway, Wendy Reinhart Capsack has been with us. Wendy, thank you so much. Remind everybody as we wrap up again where they can go for more information.
Fruitsandveggies.org. We can do this, America.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps
should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.